You are going to listen to five people speaking about the best advertising campaigns of all time and the lessons marketers can learn from them. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers 1 to 5 with their statements A to M. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
Did you know that once upon a time, Nike's product catered almost exclusively to marathon runners? Then a fitness craze emerged, and the folks in Nike's marketing department knew they needed to take advantage of it to surpass their main competitor, Reebok. At the time, Reebok was selling more shoes than Nike, and so, in the late 1980s, Nike created the Just Do It campaign, which was an immediate hit. Just Do It was short and sweet, yet encapsulated everything people felt when they were exercising. And people still feel that feeling today. Don't want to run 5 miles? Just do it. Don't want to walk up 4 flights of stairs? Just do it. It's a slogan we can all relate to, the drive to push ourselves beyond our limits. The lesson we can learn from this slogan is, when you're trying to decide on the best way to present your brand, ask yourself, what problem are you solving for your customers? What solution does your product or service provide? By hitting on that core issue in all of your messaging, you'll connect with consumers on an emotional level that is hard to ignore.
Speaker 2.
Big brands are often hard-pressed to do something groundbreaking when they're already so big. So, what did Coca-Cola do to appeal to the masses? They appealed to individuals by putting their names on each bottle. The Share a Coke campaign began in Australia in 2011, when Coca-Cola personalized each bottle with the 150 most popular names in the country. Since then, the U.S. has followed suit, printing first names across the front of its bottles and cans in Coke's branded font. You can even order custom bottles on Coke's website to request things like nicknames and college logos. It was a breaking story across the marketing and advertising industry. Many consumers were enchanted by it, while others were confused by it. Why make a temporary item so personal? Pepsi even released counter ads shortly after the campaign launched. Nonetheless, Coke received immediate attention for it. The lesson we can learn from this slogan, Coke fans are regular buyers, and the company leaned into that sense of individual ownership with full force. Wondering what name you'll get out of the vending machine was a fun thrill in and of itself. Even if it isn't yours, it encourages you to share a Coke with whomever's name is on the front.
Speaker 3.
Think it's easy to create a whole new market for your product? The Miller Brewing Company, which is now Miller Coors, did just that with the light beer market and dominated it. The goal of the Great Taste, Less Filling campaign was getting real men to drink light beer, but they were battling the common misconception that light beer can never actually taste good. Taking the debate head on, Miller featured masculine models drinking their light beer and declaring it great tasting. For decades after this campaign aired, Miller Lite dominated the light beer market it had essentially created. What's the lesson marketers can learn? Strive to be different. If people tell you there isn't room for a product, create your own category so you can quickly become the leader.
Speaker 4.
The Always brand hit a home run with this advertisement. Not because it went viral after the commercial run in the 2015 Super Bowl, but because it was a groundbreaking message that hundreds of millions of people repeated long after the campaign was over. The campaign began as a commercial explaining the stigma behind playing sports like a girl, implying that the boys' way is better or correct. By the end of the ad, the message is both clear and inspiring. Girls are just as fit and capable as boys are, particularly during puberty, a stage of life that is extremely important to Always and its women's products. The message is now a holistic initiative by Always that's turned into an organization that empowers women and girls, and a hashtag that's still used on social media today. The lesson we can learn here is, acknowledge not just your audience, but the challenges they face, especially the ones that reflect your time or culture. Not every societal issue is off-limits to marketers and advertisers. Take a stand on the ones you know your audience supports, and you'll access a customer base that identifies with your passion.
Speaker 5.
Many marketing and advertising professionals like to call Volkswagen's Think Small campaign the gold standard. Created in 1960 by a legendary advertising group at Doyle, Dane & Birnbach, the campaign set out to answer one question. How do you change people's perceptions not only about a product, but also about an entire group of people? See, Americans always had a propensity to buy big American cars, and even 15 years after World War II ended, most Americans were still not buying small German cars. So what did this Volkswagen advertisement do? It played right into the audience's expectations. You think I'm small? Yeah, I am. They never tried to be something they were not. That's the most important takeaway from this campaign. Don't try to sell your company, product, or service as something it's not. Consumers recognize and appreciate honesty.
Speaker 1.
Did you know that once upon a time, Nike's product catered almost exclusively to marathon runners? Then a fitness craze emerged, and the folks in Nike's marketing department knew they needed to take advantage of it to surpass their main competitor, Reebok. At the time, Reebok was selling more shoes than Nike, and so, in the late 1980s, Nike created the Just Do It campaign, which was an immediate hit. Just Do It was short and sweet, yet encapsulated everything people felt when they were exercising. And people still feel that feeling today. Don't want to run 5 miles? Just do it. Don't want to walk up 4 flights of stairs? Just do it. It's a slogan we can all relate to, the drive to push ourselves beyond our limits. The lesson we can learn from this slogan is, when you're trying to decide on the best way to present your brand, ask yourself, what problem are you solving for your customers? What solution does your product or service provide? By hitting on that core issue in all of your messaging, you'll connect with consumers on an emotional level that is hard to ignore.
Speaker 2.
Big brands are often hard-pressed to do something groundbreaking when they're already so big. So, what did Coca-Cola do to appeal to the masses? They appealed to individuals by putting their names on each bottle. The Share a Coke campaign began in Australia in 2011, when Coca-Cola personalized each bottle with the 150 most popular names in the country. Since then, the U.S. has followed suit, printing first names across the front of its bottles and cans in Coke's branded font. You can even order custom bottles on Coke's website to request things like nicknames and college logos. It was a breaking story across the marketing and advertising industry. Many consumers were enchanted by it, while others were confused by it. Why make a temporary item so personal? Pepsi even released counter ads shortly after the campaign launched. Nonetheless, Coke received immediate attention for it. The lesson we can learn from this slogan, Coke fans are regular buyers, and the company leaned into that sense of individual ownership with full force. Wondering what name you'll get out of the vending machine was a fun thrill in and of itself. Even if it isn't yours, it encourages you to share a Coke with whomever's name is on the front.
Speaker 3.
Think it's easy to create a whole new market for your product? The Miller Brewing Company, which is now Miller Coors, did just that with the light beer market and dominated it. The goal of the Great Taste, Less Filling campaign was getting real men to drink light beer, but they were battling the common misconception that light beer can never actually taste good. Taking the debate head on, Miller featured masculine models drinking their light beer and declaring it great tasting. For decades after this campaign aired, Miller Lite dominated the light beer market it had essentially created. What's the lesson marketers can learn? Strive to be different. If people tell you there isn't room for a product, create your own category so you can quickly become the leader.
Speaker 4.
The Always brand hit a home run with this advertisement. Not because it went viral after the commercial run in the 2015 Super Bowl, but because it was a groundbreaking message that hundreds of millions of people repeated long after the campaign was over. The campaign began as a commercial explaining the stigma behind playing sports like a girl, implying that the boy's way is better or correct. By the end of the ad, the message is both clear and inspiring. Girls are just as fit and capable as boys are, particularly during puberty, a stage of life that is extremely important to Always and its women's products. The message is now a holistic initiative by Always that's turned into an organization that empowers women and girls, and a hashtag that's still used on social media today. The lesson we can learn here is, acknowledge not just your audience, but the challenges they face, especially the ones that reflect your time or culture. Not every societal issue is off-limits to marketers and advertisers. Take a stand on the ones you know your audience supports, and you'll access a customer base that identifies with your passion.
Speaker 5.
Many marketing and advertising professionals like to call Volkswagen's Think Small campaign the gold standard. Created in 1960 by a legendary advertising group at Doyle, Dane & Birnbach, the campaign set out to answer one question. How do you change people's perceptions not only about a product, but also about an entire group of people? See, Americans always had a propensity to buy big American cars, and even 15 years after World War II ended, most Americans were still not buying small German cars. So what did this Volkswagen advertisement do? It played right into the audience's expectations. You think I'm small? Yeah, I am. They never tried to be something they were not. That's the most important takeaway from this campaign. Don't try to sell your company, product, or service as something it's not. Consumers recognize and appreciate honesty.